As Frank said, Kane and I both work for tenants, so please keep in mind that we view things through a tenant's eyes and perspective. That having been said, though, we also have to get the deal structured, so we're very cognizant of the pushback and the issues that landlords articulate to us. And today we want to start out by talking about four business points that are usually addressed in the tenant's letter of intent. However, oftentimes these points are not fully fleshed out, leaving the parties to either deal with it later in the lease or wait until there's a problem. So today we're hoping to address some of the procedures and nuances that we can all work together to get structured on behalf of the parties. So today we'll talk about the tenant's termination option, tenant's right of first refusal, tenant's expansion option, and by that we're not talking about a hard expansion option. We're talking about a need to expand on behalf of a tenant when it is not either expressly provided in the lease or when it is not triggered by a third party's ROFR, or a third party's desire to take space, which would then trigger our tenant's ROFR right. And the last topic that we'll discuss happens to be restoration of the premises. So Kane's going to start out today by talking about the tenant's termination option. We're going to try to have this be more of an ongoing dialogue. And in the spirit of Bernie Dow, we want to open it up to y'all that if you have any questions or things that you would like to contribute as we go along, please do so.
And I would also second that. If you all have any questions during the presentation, feel free to raise your hand, yell, interrupt, and we're welcome to the open forum concept for this. I was concerned, honestly, when we were told that we were the first speakers of the morning at 8:30 in the morning, based on the not-too-exciting content of our presentation, but I was glad to see two large pots of coffee out there.